I think every band, especially in the UK, should definitely. I mean, that's the only approach you can have, is to sort of build yourself pockets of interest, you know, out of the millions of bands that are out there. But actually, we're kind of focusing on Europe at the moment. Germany and Switzerland are really fertile grounds, and you know, when it comes down to it, they pay. You know, so we can afford to live out there. We can make a living from gigging, and we can't say no to that. Like, it's either that or working in a bar here in London and, you know, eating dog food, you know. So we're going to spend a lot of time in Europe, and whatever gigs we do in the UK are going to be quite selective. I mean, we're always going to play here because it's Tooting and it's our local, you know, and that's going to keep going. But I don't think we're going to be sort of smashing around the UK in our post band like we used to for a while, just because you lose money, and we all really like not having to work anymore. So we got the bug, so we're going to stay out in Europe for a little while. Yeah, absolutely. We're hoping to record an album in early April, in Switzerland, where we've got a great producer lined up, a great engineer lined up, a lovely studio lined up, and we've got a shitload of tunes. So we want to make an album, put it out in Europe. We've got like quite a few people out there who are interested in distributing it. That's the plan. We're going to basically try and break the UK from the outside in, if you know what I mean.
Yeah, and Switzerland's a bit...
Switzerland's a weird one, you know. Loads of people record there. Loads of very, very rich people live there, obviously, for tax reasons. But in terms of, like, an indie music culture of their own, they're kind of crying out for it, and they don't really have much of a homegrown thing themselves, which instantly makes it a really fertile kind of ground for a band like us who wants to basically try and go somewhere where there's not quite so much fierce competition like there is in the UK. But the other good thing about Switzerland, it is right next door to Germany, with 80 million people who are well into indie music, you know, and it's just good fun, you know. So that's how we ended up there in Switzerland. I mean, from a sort of practical point of view, we started there because Dan, the drummer, is Swiss, you know, and he knew people there, he knew the clubs there, the promoters there. So it's very easy for us to sort of jump on the circuit. But there isn't really a circuit like there is in the UK. There's clubs you play, there's cities that you play. But there's no such thing as, like, you know, the toilet circuit in London, and there's no such thing as, like, the uni circuit or the barfly circuit or the one to watch tour, or, you know, all the myriad of, you know, breaking bands kind of pathways that there are in the UK. It just doesn't exist in Switzerland. We're using Facebook and blaggery is basically what we're doing, you know, trying to make it work. Cheers, bro.